One more shot here for Ponder.
Craig Ponder with one shot.
Craig Ponder, the 78% free throw shooter. He's a shooter. It's what he does, around 38 from behind the arc as he knocks down the free throw. Score is 41-31. Old Dominion leading by 10 as they had no one to inbound the basketball. Dante Hill had to come do it. He'll get it into Bayko and everyone runs away. Aaron trots it up. Looked at here by Ponder. Ponder tied for the lead for all scorers with 11. He'll defend Aaron. He'll swing it around left side. Now Dante Hill. Hill did not use a painter screen very effectively. Now Richard Ross in the wing looking at Deshaun working hard. Said they'll move it around the perimeter. Corner now for Palmore. Palmore makes his way into the lane. Turns and flips up a right-handed shot. He missed it off the back rim. Rebound goes to UNCW. Jackson, he pulled in the rebound. He'll find Dixon. Fans wanted to travel. High post now for Cedric Williams. Opposite, a three-pointer from Ponder off the front rim. Tracking it down was Palmore.
Ponder's taking about just about every shot here in the second half.
Palmore, no-look pass for Painter, and it's going to be a goaltending. The shot fell anyway. Deshaun Painter on a beautiful feed from Keenan Palmore.
And a nice no-look pass from the freshman. Starting to see some skills from him.
Keenan Palmore, he's been a point guard today. That is assist number four. The Monarchs lead it now by 12. Here's Dixon, looked at by Palmore. Palmore, and he got picked up a closely guarded five-second call there. I haven't seen that all season.
Yeah, it's one of the more rare calls in college basketball. You don't just lollygag with the ball.
So Aaron Bayko to the bench. Dimitri Batten stays in, and the interesting thing about that was Keenan Palmore, he was guarding him closely. Dixon was taking his time, and Palmore starts shouting out, 5 seconds, 5 seconds, and the referee agreed. 27 on the shot clock. And a loop for Richard Ross, who throws it down. Palmore the dish, and how was that?
And his fifth assist, the dynamic duo, those two hook up. What a play.
That was a perfect pass as Ross was streaking on the backside, almost missed it as I was looking at the shot clock. Here's Jackson. He'll find Williams, and Ross is going to be called for a foul. He went up to try and block it, and he got a little bit more wrist than basketball.
Well, you talk about flat, and that's exactly what the Seahawks have done in this half. They've come out here flat-footed and aren't really focused.
And Richard Ross will make you pay if you're not focused. Whether he's blocking shots or throwing down two-handed dunks on an alley-oop from Keenan Palmore. You know he'll do that. Shots up from Williams. He got it.
Williams with a nice stroke there. Picks up his fifth point. 1 point away from his season average. 6 points per game.
Richard Ross to the bench to a round of applause in favor of Nick Wright. Wright did not score in the first half. Shots up from Williams, and he got it. He's got six. The lead is 12 for Old Dominion. 16:43 to play in the basketball game, 45-33. Monarchs over the Seahawks. High post Nick Wrighty forced a pass down low. Painter telegraphed it, goes the other way. Williams in, that's Dixon in transition, missing the layup. Follow-up tip slam from Williams. So that's the way you answer a run. Is Keenan Palmore the other way, takes it all the way on a little up and under layup. Got it.
And he wanted to push the ball that time. You could see it. 6 points for him.
47-35. Can't look away for a second. You'll miss something here in the second half. Driving is Dixon. He'll find Jackson down low Williams, and it's going to be a whistle and a foul on Nick Wright. So Nick's checked in, turned the ball over, and committed a foul.
Yeah, and Wright just trying to get himself into the flow of the game. Hasn't played that many minutes, only 10 minutes in the game for him so far.
Inbounding is Dixon. Dixon will find Cedric Williams. Williams for Ponder, and now Dixon for three, and he knocks it down. A little bit of a head nod there at Keenan Palmore as the lead is once again single digits. 47-38. 15:50 to play. As here is Dante Hill. Hill's going to set up the offense here. It's a bit of a 3-2 matchup zone. They'll swing it around left side for Palmore. Palmore picks up his dribble and finds Dante. Dante Hill to the corner for Batten's three. Got it.
And a good answer there. Puts the lead back up to 12.
That's the way you answer a three. You get a three of your own. 50-38 the score. 15-23 to play. Monarchs weathering the storm here. Some made buckets from UNCW as an attempt from Freddie Jackson off the glass, no good. Long pass, Palmore attacking. Lefty layup, he's fouled. The crowd went to their feet on that one. Loving the play from the freshman as Keenan to the line shooting two after the timeout on the floor. 50-38 to score this basketball game. Monarchs on top, leading the UNCW Seahawks with 15-11 to play in the second half. Old Dominion Monarch basketball on WODU. Here's Mitchell. Monarchs will go with Nick Wright, Anton Larson, Dante Hill, Dimitri Batten, and Keenan Palmore, who was at the line with two shots. Palmore, so aggressive in this half, he's got 6 points on the game. 5 assists is a shot up off the back rim. No good. Keenan's now 0 for 3 from the line.
Yeah, and he's got to work on that free throw stroke.
UNCW countering with Rendleman, Jackson, Williams, Dixon, and Ponder. Second shot's up and good, so Palmore now 1 for 4 from the line. Here's Dixon for UNCW. Shadowed down the court by Keenan Palmore, who's been tireless so far here in the second half. Handling it is Dixon. Tried to go down low for a cutting Williams. It was tipped away. Williams tracked it down in the left corner. Jackson now goes down low. Rendleman. Rendleman turn and lay it up and in, and there's a foul on the play. Keith Rendleman, the layup and the foul.
And Larson with the foul there just puts his head down. Got to keep his head up, big fella.
So Anton Larson, 0 points, 2 fouls. Not exactly the line you would like to see out of your 7-footer. Larson, limited time. It seems like his minutes have dwindled since Jim Corrigan took over. The shot's up and good, so Rendleman converts the 3-point play. Tanner Milson will check in. He will replace Ponder. Guard for guard, as they're going to apply a full court press. Hill will inbound for Palmore, fake wheel and go as Keenan goes between his legs to get away from some defense for Batten, and now the trailer is Dante Hill. Hill all the way into the lane, he lays it in.
And a nice strong take there from Hill.
Like a hot knife through butter, Dante Hill right into the lane, left-hand layup. The lead once again is 12. Dante's got 7. Here's Milton, left side, they'll swing it back towards the point. Firing away from three is Dixon, and that one was ugly. It wedged between the backboard and the rim, and it'll go to Old Dominion.
And you can talk about the communication of the Monarchs so far. They've really been vocal with each other throughout this game, and that benefits you in the long run.
Bayko, Ross, and Painter into the game for Wright, Larson, and Hill. Hill will get the applause as he heads to the bench. Fans appreciating the play of Dante the Jr. from Virginia Beach. Here's Keenan Palmore. Palmore has not come out of the basketball game in this half. High post, left side, elbow extended for Richard Ross. He wheels and goes, and Ross throws it down with two hands.
Man, how many people is he going to dunk on this game? Take it to the rim, big fella.
Richard Ross with a cool customer look on his face as he backpedals the other way. He got around Rendleman, who jumped at the possible handoff, and just what recognition from Richard Ross. Milson the other way, blocked by Dimitri Batten, and somehow Tanner got it back. Milson finds himself loose for three, couldn't make the Monarchs pay, but Keith Rendleman, the offensive rebound, stolen by Palmore, goes the other way, two-hand throwdown!
Wow, and this crowd is rocking, everybody on their feet, and the bench meets the Monarchs on the court.
A standing ovation for the Monarchs here to Ted, their largest lead of the game and probably of the season with 19. A timeout will be taken by UNCW, and Keenan Palmore's coming out party. What a game for the freshman.